This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you drive, there are certain costs you just can't get away from. Gas, obviously, as Oz was telling us earlier. Insurance and parking, too. Depending on where you live, paying for parking is a fact of life. Dealing with meters, scrounging for quarters, or swiping your credit card, getting a ticket when your time runs out. But what if there was a way to skip the meter altogether? Ask and you shall receive, as Shannon Mullen reports.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire is one of those charming New England towns where the busy central square is lined with bookstores, boutiques, and coffee shops, the kinds of places where you like to lose yourself for a while. But it's also lined with parking spaces and hungry meters.
So we're walking down Pleasant Street, and this is one of the busiest parts of town.
Tom Cosciero is head of parking operations here. He says his enforcement officers write an average 170 parking tickets a day. The town has those new kiosks that take credit cards, but drivers here have another option aimed at saving them time, money, and stress. For $20, they can buy a wireless device the size of a credit card called an Easy Park. It works kind of like a stopwatch to track how long a car is parked in a space. Then it charges the driver for only that time.
For the person who's using the device, they come, they park, they walk away. They don't have to worry about putting tickets in their windshield or worry about how much time they need to buy.
Drivers prepay for parking online, so the money goes straight into the city's bank account, fewer coins to collect. If there's a 2-hour parking limit on a space, you still have to move by then. But taking meters out of the equation means you can let that lunch meeting go longer than you planned without worrying you'll get a ticket. Across the country, more cities are testing technology like this alongside traditional parking meters to see which method prevails. Another way to pay that's catching on is the free smartphone app. There's one called Park Mobile that's available in 32 states. Lawrence Eckelblum is the company's VP of Business Development. He says pay-by-phone technology suits a lot of Americans' new habits.
We don't have a lot of cash with us. The increasing popularity of smartphones in the U.S., there is a huge change and shift in behavior of people.
Washington, D.C. signed on to Park Mobile 2 years ago. Now the district gets more than 40% of its parking revenue through the app.
The beauty of the system is that you can remotely extend your transaction.
In other words, you can add money to your meter without giving up the cozy chair at Starbucks. Eckelblum says the app has over 1 million users, and it's adding more than 50,000 new members a month. Figure in that Park Mobile banks a 35-cent fee per transaction, and there's a monthly membership fee for the Easy Park system Portsmouth uses. So there's big profit potential for the products that win drivers over.
There's lots of competition for the best way to charge people for parking.
Donald Shoup teaches urban planning at UCLA. He says high-tech parking payment systems are widespread in Europe, but Americans are just catching on.
The manufacturers tell me it's a nightmare selling anything to cities in the United States. They're so cautious. They seem to be afraid that the customers won't accept it or won't understand it. But it is changing.
Shoup says the latest technology is making life easier, even for drivers who don't have it. Some cities are collecting data from parking apps and wireless devices to find ways to free up more spaces for everyone. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.